This is Perry Hogue Football, the original Redskins fans podcast. On today's show, we talk about the debacle of a game between the Washington Redskins and the Buffalo Bills.
We stunk, man.
This is much, much more live with Aaron and John. Yo, what's up, y'all?
What's up?
Excellent!
Welcome, everybody. Mm-hmm. Harry Hog Football, numero 500 and Denarian McCants. Don Warren.
I was about to say Donnie Warren. Although Darnarian McCants, just all Darnarian did was catch touchdowns.
That is the 585th episode. In case you're wondering.
Darnarian McCants, the art major from Delaware.
Who?
Darnarian McCants.
You remember that he was from Delaware and that he was an art major?
Yeah, because who was number one, how many pro football teams or players are from Delaware? Number two, how many pro football players are art majors? Seriously.
Dude, you can remember that, but Buffalo Bills Thurman Thomas can't remember his helmet during the Super Bowl.
Well, they remembered all their helmets this week.
Oh, they sure did. They remembered all their helmets, and they knocked around some of our helmets quite a bit.
Yeah, man. Lord.
Taylor Bud Light again. What game? Well, I'll tell you about what game.
Yeah.
It was the debacle of a game. How many times have I said that in our 585 episode existence?
Many, many times.
300, maybe.
at least.
Welcome, everyone, to the chat room. We got Chen in Nova Scotia, who survived the hurricane up there, and CJack17, Taylor, Bud, Lighty Goat, and then in YouTube. I'm not sure who's over in YouTube. I'd have to pull that up, and I don't have it open. But anyway, welcome to everyone in both places.
Both places, yo.
X-Factor 357. Is in there. He is him and Sean the seventh are sixth. Both the moderators in our Harry Hog Football Fantasy Football League this year. And there is a little bit of some controversy in there this week because someone drafted the Cowboys kicker right before game time and used him in the game. And
you can't draft Cowboys in our league. It's a Redskins football team. Commander, stupid name. Lee. Cut.
Yeah, so Sean and X-Factor 357 had to take it upon themselves to
retroactively.
I think that guy ended up losing his game because of it, too. I'm not sure. But anyway, it was controversy. A Dallas
can't draft Cowboys. Thing. Can't draft Cowboys in Harry Hog Football Fantasy Football League.
It's the only rule.
It's the only rule in the whole league.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but if you want to check stuff out with our Discord room where all these guys are hanging out, it's all Redskins fans all the time. It's what is that address down there, Aaron? tinyurl.com/HarryHF.
You got it, dude.
Yeah.
You memorized it. That's it. That will give you the secret invite into the elite Discord room. With only the coolest people talking about this team, and they are not talking about it very kindly after that loss.
Man, we sucked. We sucked last weekend. We sucked. We sucked, man. Somehow got 3 points at the end of the day by getting Joey Sly out there to kick the ball.
Dude, you know what sound effect I'm looking for? I can't find it.
Oh,
you
no.
know, the one from Brian Mitchell.
Oh, yeah. Play some damn football.
Yeah. You sucked on the field today, but I can't
sucked
mind
on the
it.
Field oh, today. I bet he was.
Probably was.
Although watching those guys on YouTube in the post game show, they're like at this little desk. Like they used to have this whole thing. It was like four people in this whole thing that was shut off from people and everything. And there were crowds behind and everything. And now it's like three guys gathered around like a TV dinner tray. And they're not allowed to have any fans behind them or anything like that. There's all these security people behind them, which kind of makes sense because, you know, all it takes is one fan to really screw that up. But, you know.
TV dinner.
He couldn't have been happy, though.
Oh, no. I'm sure Brian Mitchell was not.
Play some damn football.
Well, let's get into this game. First of all, I'm trying to decipher how we were so bad. It wasn't like, but then we moved the ball like that. Okay. We were able to move the ball in the beginning of this game. We got down into the red zone. Like I need to bring up the drive by drive. Cause I tried to, it all blends together, especially 4 days later. That would be in, like, what, the game cast? The play-by-play? What is that? The box score? Oh, here it is. Game. Play-by-play.
Dude, what it comes down to is that we just kept turning the ball over. Over and over and over. And that was just Sam Howell. and cut. Cut!
Sam Howell?
But also the running back.
Field goal for the Bills. Second, our first drive, pick. After moving it 40 yards. Didn't we? We were down near the red zone, right? When he threw that pick in the beginning.
I think we were.
Then it was a punt and a punt. So we were kind of like, okay. We moved the ball. It was an unfortunate pick.
Right.
Sam Howell shake it off like Rivera is always saying, he just shakes off every play. He doesn't get rattled. So then we had a, you know.
Guys.
And then the Bills started blowing it open when they had that one play 35-yard drive for the touchdown pass to Gabe Davis. And then my most hated play of the game, which made me say I'm pretty much done with Ron Rivera right now. And
we'll talk about him.
If you're playing a team that's this good and you're only down, what were we down? 10 points at this time. 10 to nothing. That was it. And it's wet outside. You know, it's not the nicest day. You're playing against a team where getting points against them is not going to be easy. And we get down for an easy field goal, and it was like fourth and what? Fourth and three? It wasn't fourth and one. Fourth and two.
It was like two or three, something like
fourth
that.
Fourth and goal at the two. And instead of kicking the field goal and taking the 3 points and only being down one score,
right?
He went for it.
Yeah, he sure did.
You don't do that. You don't do that that early in a game. I'm sorry.
I'm always a huge fan of when you got the chance to take points, you usually should grab those points because we didn't score until 46 seconds left in the game.
And you know 46
seconds left in the entire game is when we finally put up 3 points.
Dude, and you know when I was a kid. When I was a kid and Joe Gibbs would do that stuff and it would drive me crazy because I'd be like, it's only 2 yards, Joe Gibbs. Why aren't you going for it? And he would always took the points and he won 3 Super Bowls. Okay.
Because he knew those 3 points will get you victories.
They add up. And all these people are like, well, you're not going to win games with 3 points. I'm like, yeah, but 3 points plus another 3 points plus another 3 points plus another 3 points. And a stop here and there, yes, they add up. They keep you in the game.
We didn't score until 46 seconds left in the game.
We didn't score, dude. That was garbage.
That was a 51-yard field goal. It wasn't like it was a close one there.
How many starters did they still have in at that point?
They had your dog Kyle Allen. All right, their quarterback, you know.
You guys remember my precarious predictions notebook? Well, one thing did come true on my prediction this week. I said, and I'll read it. Kyle Allen finishes the game. You can't see it, but it literally is right here. I said Kyle Allen finishes the game. Of course, I said that John Allen was going to knock out Josh Allen, but that did not happen. But Kyle Allen did finish the game.
He sure did.
Oh, my gosh.
Sam Howell threw 4 picks in this game. 3 of them, I believe, were underthrown. I was kind of surprised that they left him in since we were down 37-0 in the fourth quarter. Because it was only 19-0 from the second quarter to the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
We were that close for so long. We were just as close as we had been earlier in the season when we were down 18 points and we came back to win. So there was all stuff there. There were so many chances. But Sam Howell could not stop throwing the ball to the other team. He was just sitting back there and he is staring. Like there was one play where I saw him look a couple ways, but other than that, he was staring people down. I don't know if they're running wheel routes or anything, but they just cannot do plays that take that long for like the fourth receiver to get open. Sam Howell just standing back there. They need to roll him out and like have him, you know, roll the pockets to the left or the right. Try something. I mean, it's.
Dude, I think he's been sacked 19 times this season. I think I heard this on Galdi today all the commercials.
He's on par with not the car that just got injured in New Orleans, but the other car, the car that got drafted by the Houston Texans and had a line of men made of paper mache and got sacked so much that he fell out of the league. They screwed him, basically. Because seemed like he had a lot of talent. He was getting sacked all the time.
That guy was sacked 76 times in the season, according to Al Galdi.
Yeah, that's a lot, dude. That's so many times.
Sam Howell's on course to be sacked over 100 times.
Yeah, yeah.
They got to do something to protect him. Or he needs to protect himself and throw the freaking ball. Throw the ball!
Throw it somewhere! Looking at our line...
Not to the other team, preferably. Preferably, do not throw it to the other team. Throw it somewhere else. Throw it in the stands.
Throw it somewhere.
At Jack Del Rio or Ron Rivera.
So many times in that game, I was saying, number one, we needed to keep running the damn ball. Number two.
We'll get into that.
Number two. Oh.
I want to get into the running the thing while you're thinking about number two.
Yeah. Who does number two work for?
I listen to the Al Galdi podcast, and I respect what he has to say most of the time. Right. But he is so anti-running the ball. Like, you have to pass it in this league and blah, blah, blah.
He's a Mike Martzite.
Dude, running the ball, if you can pound the ball successfully, it does multiple things. A, it keeps a team from scoring a ton of points against you. If they're a high-powered team, because they just won't have the ball as much. B, when it gets into the end of the third and fourth quarter and you have a dude like Brian Robinson who just refuses to go down until he's run at least 2 yards.
Two extra yards, yeah, absolutely.
It wears on the defense. It wears on them. But we pass – I never thought I'd say this. We pass so much. And it seems like he'll switch and start running it a little bit, and we'll get a little more success, and then just gets pass happy again. I don't know. It's like I'm never happy with the offensive coordinator. But
You're right though, because he'll have a stretch where he'll start running the ball, and Brian Robinson looks really good when he runs the ball. Then it just goes away. It just goes away. But also doesn't help that Sam Howell threw the ball away threw the ball to the other team 4 times.
That didn't help at all.
So what about, I know you were talking about B-Rob and everything, but what about the offensive line? There were times when like we saw Wiley just get turned like a top. Leno had one where he just couldn't get the guy and he just went around him. There was one play where they had 2 people rushing our 5 people on our lines. They had 2 people rushing the five people on our lines.
Yeah.
Two of our guys stopped one guy. Two of our guys stopped the other guy. And our fifth guy was just standing there. And Howell still got sacked. Howell still got sacked on that play.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to do with all that. I mean, some of it is obviously like the guys have to make choices and get to who they're supposed to get to block. I don't know if they're supposed to block in a certain lane. I don't know exactly what they're trying to do. But they got to get that going. They got to get that going quick because, I mean, I know the Buffalo Bills are a top four team. They're a 5-4 team. We're going to face the Eagles this weekend. They're a top two team from last year. But, man, we went from two, like, not good teams to the Bills and maybe the Eagles this weekend who are absolutely – I mean, the Bills just kicked our asses. They just destroyed us. Oh,
yeah.
So,
Brian Robinson.
I don't know.
Taylor Bud Lighty Goat does point out Brian Robinson had 70 yards on 10 carries. If you got a dude averaging 7 yards a carry, why are we only running it? Why is he only running it 10 times? Like, what else did we have running? We only rushed it, dude. I'm looking at this. We only rushed it 13 times in the entire game for an average of 8.1 yards per carry. So why are we only rushing it 13 times?
Not? And, dude, I saw a stat that night after the game that Mina Kimes, who works for ESPN, put out and just said that Sam Howell was pressured on almost 80% of the plays. 79% of the plays he was pressured, if not sacked. Out of every five plays. So I don't know what's going on there.
You know what helps with that? Running the ball.
So they're not.
He passed it 29 times in the game. So over twice as much as we ran it.
Because our defense held them to 19 points into the fourth quarter, even though we gave up the ball five times total, including that damn running back who gave it up again.
Oh, you want to go there?
Dude, you want to bring Gibson? up Antonio Gibson?
Let me cue something.
It's to the point. Look, I know he's fumbled the ball twice this year, and it's during rainy times during the game.
Right.
I get it. But B Rob's not fumbling. I don't think B-Rob is fumbling.
But B Rob's not fumbling.
I don't know what else to say for him because he has a fumble problem. His contract is up at the end of this year. They're not going to pick him up for next year.
Can we trade him to someone? Like, does anyone need a running back?
We can't afford to lose him because we don't have that many running backs behind us because Patterson got signed by somebody.
Oh, I didn't know that. Man, I like that dude. Yeah, but he sucks.
He does suck.
Just let B-Rob play the whole game like we used to let running backs just play the entire game. What's wrong with that? We don't need 18 running backs.
I don't know, because like back in the 80s, we always had, you know, John Riggins out there, and then like Kelvin Bryant would come in for some third downs because he could catch the ball better out of the backfield and things like that.
Yeah, but B-Rob and Antonio Gibson can both catch the ball out of the backfield. B-Rob can run it without fumbling, and he can pound people. And Gibson's okay, but why give it to Gibson when you can give it to B-Rob?
He was a wide receiver in college. He only started for 1 year. And when we got here, we turned him into a running back. So he's kind of a wide receiver. He's kind of a running back, but he's not great in either spots.
Dude, who signed him? I'm going to Google it. Jarrett Patterson. He is on
Detroit.
The Chargers.
Oh, Los Angeles Superchargers.
Jarrett Patterson is a supercharger.
Superchargers. All right. Well,
San Diego. Yeah,
we can't really get rid of Gibby because we don't really have the people to fill in the spots. But I want to go back to the offensive line a little bit because last year we had those awful, awful guards. We had Trey Turner and Norwell and his massive stomach. And those guys, like, Norwell's out of the league. Trey Turner was with the Saints for, like, massive the first preseason game and got hurt for the rest of the season and the first series of the first preseason game. So we have two new guards. We have Shadeek.
They just need to throw in Schomburg. See what he can do.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that we can do.
My dog. He's going to be good. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Dude, do you think, man, it's only three games in. It's only Howell's fourth game as a pro. It's only three games in. But I am already looking forward to the end of the season and seeing Ron Rivera and Jack Del freaking Rio kick to the curb. Cut! Our defense has to be better than this. They have to be better than this.
Yeah.
So many, our entire front line are first rounders. And I know that they, like this last game, they're out all the time. They're out there all the time, so they're gassed. It happens. They did a great job keeping them to 19 points in three quarters. And seven of those points were on Howell throwing that pick.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really, what, 12 points.
Yeah.
So they're doing okay. But
well,
I
dude,
still
you can't win. You can't beat anyone if you have five or six turnovers.
Five turnovers.
Oh, Gibson and Powell gave the Bills five extra possessions.
Yeah.
These guys are chomping at the bit, champing at the bit, I guess.
Champing
at the bit to chomping talk dog. About the lack of targets that McLaurin has been getting. I heard today that he's only gotten 16 targets this entire year, and so has Jahan Dotson. So who are we throwing to? We're just spreading the ball around a lot.
The ball around an awful lot, yeah. A lot of people are getting catches. It's got to be something to do with the scheme. And
I don't care who catches it as long as someone does.
Yeah, and Eric Bieniemy was like that with the Chiefs too. I mean, you had like a late-round running back and wide receivers no one's heard of that come out of that team and become stars. So I imagine we're probably going to do the same thing here.
What did our tight ends do in this game?
Cole?
Without what's-his-face.
Frosted Haas had a couple of good catches.
Dude, that guy keeps getting down to, like, the one-yard line and getting tackled. This is the second week in a row.
He tried to get over the line on this one, too. He just didn't get it.
He's going to get one of these days.
Was that on the... Yeah.
It was on... And we left Stephon Diggs open like every play. Like there were times when that dude, there would be no one within 8 yards of him. I'm like, it's Stephon Diggs.
Once, like, multiple times.
They're going to throw it to Diggs, dudes. Diggs, cover 14.
Their number one thing is the running back or the wide receiver, whatever it is, where they score the most points. And we couldn't even do that.
Just
that's
cover number 14.
Jack Del Rio is just average. I think if we get a better defensive coordinator or head coach, if they're a defensive person, whatever it is, or Eric Bieniemy is the offensive coach, who knows?
Anyway.
But I think that our defense could be so much better if we didn't have Jack Del.
Unless
freaking
we had
Rio, Haslett. Man.
Unless we had Haslett. Then it wouldn't be better.
Oh, are you talking about? Oh, I can't remember what team he coached. Some team like the California Redwoods or something.
Some team that folded, dude. It folded.
Man, Shinon never had it. Could coach the team out here in Virginia Beach.
And he still owed. Wasn't he still owed $1 million when he passed away?
He passed away, and they still owe. They perpetually owe him $1 million.
Kind of like Eddie Money owes me $30 still.
Singer.
He's dead now, so I'm never gonna get it. I think Logan Thomas, if I I heard correctly through the grapevine, has been practicing this week.
I believe it looks like he's going to play this weekend. Let me bring up.
That's good because he seemed to have more of an impact than when he's not there. Our tight ends is all I'm saying.
He's the thing with him. He seems to be hurt a lot. He has been. I know he had the ACL, etc.
Well, it's not his fault. He got crushed illegally, and then someone said that he had a less of a fine than Jamin Davis for like barely touching their quarterback last week.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, exactly.
There is something wrong with that. There is something incredibly wrong with that.
Yeah. So Logan Thomas, full participation today.
Is he cleared,
so it looks like he's going to come back. I guess he's been cleared.
That's good.
I mean, part of it's because he was a quarterback at Tech, Virginia Tech. But he just sees the field and he has so much more awareness. He has a lot of awareness about what's going on around him, what's going on in the field. Like, he has so much more awareness than Frosted Hoss or I mean, John Bates is all right. And he did have that good catch. But I mean, John Bates is a blocker, you know. Problem is, Logan Thomas is always hurt.
Well, he's playing this week.
Yeah.
So,
well, I hope he does well. I mean, like I said, the fact that he was a quarterback in college helps him, I think, a lot with just having the awareness and the vision of what's going on out there in the field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still some jerk with his helmet.
What would you do this week if you were Coach Rivera? Oh, wait, he doesn't do anything. But if you were the NFL
what
coach.
What does Coach Rivera do?
Nothing. He stands there with his mouth half agape.
Should I call timeout right now? No, I should go into the halftime with all my timeouts. That's what I should do.
Fourth and two? From their 2-yard line, let's punt. No, I mean, go for it. He punts when he shouldn't. He goes for it when he shouldn't. And he kicks field goals when he shouldn't.
Dude, I'm telling
remember
you.
Remember last year when he kicked the like he punted from our like from like their 39-yard line or something? Like from, you know, yeah, their 39. And he punted and we're like, what the heck are you doing?
Oh, dude, by the way, the Bills did exactly what every single team did against us the last few years.
One.
They couldn't get a first down for the first three downs. They went for it on fourth down numerous times and got it numerous times against them once again. And that's a big problem. Achilles heel. I mean, biggest thing about playing this you know, Final Four from last year team, we are not there yet. We are not there at all.
Not yet. Not until the end of the season when we win it all, dude.
And then we fire Ron.
Then Ron's cut.
And fellas, get this. It was really refreshing to see zero sex. Zero sex. I'm used to seeing like 3 or 4.
Zero sacks. Yeah, we had zero sacks. Our defense. I still don't understand that. I don't think they were ever really close to sacking. No, they were close a few times. He pulled some butt cheek plays to get away.
Ooh. He had a couple Josh of big butt cheek plays. And most of those plays ended up by throwing the ball to Stephon Diggs. And if he didn't throw it to him, he ran the ball downfield himself.
Yeah, like 40 yards.
Dude, he is a house. He is a huge, huge dude, man.
Yeah,
when he runs the ball downfield, you see like the secondary people coming up on him. You're just like look out for Audrey too.
Yeah. He's like lumbering. He's like deceptively
slow. He's lumbering.
Deceptively slow. It's like the Jolly Green Giant going down the field there as a quarterback. Dude, this game was really hard to watch. Like super hard to watch. They were he was getting killed. And he's got to get rid of it. He just has to get rid of it. Al Galdi said that the average time quarterbacks hold the vault ball, if I remember, is 2.6 seconds.
I was about to say it's about 2.5, isn't it? Yeah.
And then Hal was holding it 2.82. in this game. So it's not, I mean, it's more than the average, but it's not like he was holding at 3.5. Like, he should have some better protection.
Well, it's like in some plays, the line did a great job and he had tons of time. But for most plays, either the line was breaking down, excuse me, immediately, or he was back there and hold it and hold it and hold it, checking his watch, holding it again,
back,
looking up at the scoreboard, holding it more. You know, just so, I mean, like, all of them had issues. So I really hope that they've worked on that this week.
Also,
I really, really hope for it.
They're not moving him out of there. Like, if he's getting killed, roll the pocket out. Do something.
Roll the pocket. He can move, man. He does not have to sit back there like he's Boomer Esiason, man. Or John Elway. Just get... The fact that John Elway caught a pass against us in Super Bowl 22 just blew my mind every time, because he just never did that kind of stuff. Still anyway, lost. But like still lost.
Scoreboard.
Yeah. Anyway.
Also, who was it? Someone was saying that the Bills are 8-1 against us since they lost the Super Bowl to us, and I was like, I'll take a Super Bowl win any day and be 1-8 against the team after that. I'll trade that.
1-20.
Yeah,
if I've got the Super Bowl, because yeah. you know what the Bills don't have?
A single Super Bowl. They lost. Didn't they lose 4 in a row? Is that right?
They lost 4 in a row. They lost 4. It was the Broncos lost 4 in a row, and then the Bills lost 4 in a row. Like, the NFC East and the 49ers just won the Super Bowl every year between us, the Giants, the Cowboys, and the 49ers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, they need to do something. If Eric Bieniemy is such a genius that we brought him in for, you know what? It's time to do something to protect your quarterback. And it's got to be scheme that's helping him if the offensive line isn't doing it.
Yeah. I mean, you're exactly right. They need to move him out. They need to roll the pocket. They need to One thing I really wanted to see in this game,
run the ball more.
Run the freaking ball more, but you know what he needs to do? Do a three-step drop, throw the ball, a little quick slant, 4 or 5 yards. I mean, like how many times have you seen Josh Allen, Tom Brady, people like that? That their guys go up, they go and do a little, they go in,
slants,
they do a little
posts.
Slant, so really quick. I mean, that's literally the quarterback takes 3 steps and throws it to a spot. That's it. I don't think Hal had to play near that short in the whole day. So.
You remember,
I was talking about that numerous times. So like, you need, if you're going to have him throw the ball, don't take 4 seconds for like a wheel route. Get the guys on these slants and just chuck the ball in there to them. Just like,
you got a ton of dudes that can catch, ton of receivers.
Yeah.
Get the ball out quick. Just go. If it's not there, throw it away or hit your check down. Just have some dude running out to the flat.
Well, all I know is that we have a new owner, and that for the first time in a very long time, and it started really with Bieniemy, the first time in a long time, we're not going to get the crap coaches anymore. We're actually going to get good coaches. And not like Sean McVay, who was like the assistant to the assistant of the head coach's assistant person when he was here. I mean, like guys that are like upper, like offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. We don't need We don't need Del Rio. We do not need Jeff Haslett. We need like good people.
Jim Haslett.
Who is Jeff Haslett?
Some dude you made up. Or
Jim. Probably somebody.
Or Jim's son.
Jim's son. James.
It's Jim's son. DJ Cool 4 is hanging out in the YouTube room, and he said it's hard to coach hero ball out of some players, but I have hope for Hal.
I think Hal, as much as we've been criticizing Hal today, do not forget, Peyton Manning went 3-13 his first year, Hall of Fame. Troy Aikman went 1-15 his first year, Hall of Fame.
Yeah, one game, so don't freak out.
He's not John Beck. This guy's got some moxie, and I think he's going to do a lot
better
this weekend.
You can tell he's got skill. I mean, these are like one other criticism that I saw about him, though. I just wanted to bring this up real quick, and I kind of agree with it. He throws such darts. Some of these passes might be, he needs to put a little more air under them.
A little arc. Yeah.
A little more arc.
That's something I've noticed with a number of quarterbacks that have come in over the years with a number of different teams, is when they come in and like people be like, dude, you're like putting a cross on my chest by throwing that so hard, you know? It's like just, and they're like, well, you need to catch us. Like, well, just in a case like that, you know, like when you throw the ball out to the flat, to someone in the flat, you're not going to be like, here you go, person 4 yards away, bam! You're going to flip it over to him or something like that.
A little more touch.
A little bit more touch.
That just reminds me when Sonny Jurgensen would be like, just throw the fade.
Throw the fade. And for a few years, it was darn Aaron McCants.
That's what we were talking about at
the beginning of the episode. I believe Sonny Jurgensen is the man who is just like, he just scores touchdowns. As a matter of fact.
Yeah. I want to thank, who was it? I think it was Taylor Bud Lightigoat. I want to thank him for bringing up the whole stat about B-Rob, because that just solidifies our thing of saying we need to run the ball more. 70 yards on 10 carries, just keep pounding it. And then if they start stopping it, then go back to your pass and you'll have calmed down the pass rush and won't have dudes in Howell's lap after 2 seconds. You gotta like switch it up. You can't always pass. You can't always run. I don't care if you played Madden your entire life. It doesn't work like that. Every play, we're going on a Hail Mary. It's like, oh my gosh. Anyway.
I think they're going to do a lot better this weekend. Even though we have the Eagles, it's going to be a very difficult game. I think that Howell and the line are going to do better, all in all. I mean, they were pretty bad against the Bills. They can't be much worse. Man, I really hope they're not going to be much worse. This game's in Philadelphia, too, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Crap.
Sorry, I'm trying to mute in between me speaking because the dumb dogs are barking at something. Well, we're going to beat Philly, dude. I'll get into that in a minute after we give our game balls and kicks. We got to do that. Are you ready for it?
Man, I was about to say, I think I'm ready for it. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that we really need to talk about.
Not really. We got our butts kicked. Yeah. That's all there is to it. It was a team that was better than us. They kicked our butts, and our rookie quarterback didn't play so well. That sums up the game. And we should have run the ball more. And our coach should make better decisions just in general.
What is he
That's
doing?
The only thing he does is make bad decisions. That's it. Like, I don't know what else it is.
Guys. Injury report. Percy Butler, limited practice, foot injury. Chris Rodriguez Jr. Did not practice Thursday. He was in illness. Okay. Logan Thomas, full participant. Concussion. Forbes, full participant. Elbow. Oh, see, that's what I'm worried about with Forbes, is that he's going to start having like knee and elbow issues because he's so thin. Keep that in mind in the future. Benjamin St. Juiced, neck, full participation. So that is our injury report for week 4.
And the injury report is brought to you by nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. Chin in Nova Scotia. Yeah, Forbes. Like someone being that skinny, I'm worried about like elbows getting like hyperextended, pulled in the wrong direction, stuff like that. Yeah. So I hope not. Just
well, you know what Fred Smoot said about that? If you can't pick apart his game, you got to pick apart his frame.
And he has a nose for the ball. He is always around that football. I like that.
He's made a few rookie mistakes, though, I have to say.
Yeah. But anyway. Again, we held them to 12 points with the defense for 3 quarters, into the 4th quarter, even though we turned the ball over 5 times.
And dude, so. I gotta say something about this. I know Chen in Nova Scotia was very proud of his dog, David Mayo. The one time I saw him in this game when he got that crucial hold.
He sure did.
I was talking to you on the phone. I was like, oh man, Chen in Nova Scotia is probably going like, crazy right now.
As soon as you said that, I was like, that's David Mayo.
That's just for Chen right there. Here's another one. Because this is what he was saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know what will probably happen? Ron Rivera get fired. Eric Bieniemy become the head coach. Jack Del Rio will stay here because he's just good enough with the defense. And all of our first rounders, half our defenses are first rounders. Manuel Forbes, all the front line, Jamin Davis. That's six right there.
Yep.
Kendall was Fuller? I can't remember.
I don't know if he was a first rounder.
I don't think he was, but.
I don't think he was either. I think he was like a second or third.
Man, he's been around forever.
I could Google
it. Sure seems like I could.
But I could rely on the Peanut Gallery to Google it. Speaking of, if you want to join the Peanut Gallery, you can come in there at tinyurl.com/HarryHF. That's your invite, your personal invite from me to you. Just click
from
on
me
that
to you.
And go there. Okay, well, with that being said, should we now go to the games and kicks?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait. Did we bring up the whole thing about slinging? Sammy?
Dudes, seriously.
It's RG3 that's throwing that around.
Well, that explains it. Because RG3 said all the quote-unquote right stuff when he was here for that opening weekend. He was humbled and everything. And yet he has no respect for the greatest Redskin football team, commander guy of all time, slinging Sammy Ball.
No, he was a Redskin.
First class Hall of Fame.
As in the first class.
He's the guy who basically invented the forward pass in the NFL.
Yeah. And punts.
So, and punts.
And defensive back. Anyway, he earned the nickname Slinging Sammy Ball for a reason. And in 2 weeks, RG3 and other people have been trying to loosely throw that title to our young quarterback. And I'm like, he's got to earn it first.
You have to earn that kind of a title.
My daughter actually watched this entire game with me, and she was like, who's calling him Slinging Sam? You got to earn it, son. Welcome to the NFL, son, was what that game was.
Boy, that really was that game right there. Well, hopefully this weekend those guys will be better. We'll see. We'll see what those guys are going.
Yep. Anyway, let's get to our games and kicks. I don't know which button is which because they're messed up again.
And now, the coveted and ever-elusive Game Ball Award.
Game Ball Awards is brought to you by Six Pitch. We did have a logo for that for a while. Okay.
We did, actually. Yeah, we did.
I don't know where it is. I really don't. I'm sorry. They're going to pull their...
Cut!
They're going to pull their, sponsorship of us for me not putting up the logo, but oh well.
Well, at least we're not the Denver Broncos who gave up 70 points to the Dolphins.
You know the last time someone got 70 points in a game? It was 1966, Redskins versus the
Giants,
New York football Giants. And the Redskins won 73 to, I think, 41?
I think so, yeah.
And that, am I
Sam
remembering
Huff
correct?
Would not let them punt or down the ball. He was like, no, we're kicking a field goal.
Like, he wanted to kick the field goal. Remember?
Because he used to be on the Giants. And they traded him, and he hated them ever since.
No, like, he personally wanted to kick the field goal. Like,
him kicking.
Yeah, like he wanted to go in and kick the field goal.
It's like, dude, all right, I get it.
Anyway,
I know you have. All right, no, you can't go back and play that spot too. Man, that would have been something. If he had done that, that would have been a Bill Belichick kind of play.
Oh, he hated the Giants, dude.
Oh, man, he sure did.
It's Darryl Pounds.
Sam Huff, man. It's Darryl Pounds.
Anyway.
Do I have to pick somebody? Who was? Oh, my God. Well, I thought Kurt
Menefee.
I'm giving mine to Brian Robinson Jr., who was probably standing on the sideline going, why am I standing here and not playing?
Yeah. That's a good one. He definitely had the best game.
I mean, I wanted to look at the defense because I know they held them to very few points for most of the game. Very well.
Kendall Fuller had a pick.
Yeah, despite his turning the ball over and over and over. But, I mean, we got no sacks. He got one pick. Mm-hmm. But, man.
I got to figure out a game ball. I don't know.
And I took Brian Robinson from you.
I mean, that's pretty much the – I mean, I'm looking at stats here now like Josh would. Just to figure out who I would give this to.
Dude, John Ridgeway has a tackle. I'll give mine to him.
All right. Here's who I'm going to give mine to. Bullard for having an interception. He at least got he got one turnover. So there was a while where I thought Chase Young was getting pretty close to getting a couple sacks. He was having an okay game for having a sucky game. It was an okay sucky game. That's what he had. Yeah. But yeah, I guess Fuller. I don't know. I don't really have any. Does anyone in the peanut gallery have any they want to give out? Let's see. Chen Nova Scotia does. His is going to the fans who pushed Josh Allen back into the stadium after he tried to leap into the stands, and our fans were like, "Get up here." Yeah, I mean, like, good. Every time I watch a game, seriously, and like another team's guy jumps up in the stands and people don't like push him back or whatever, I'm like, what are you doing? But like, fans, if he's jumping on your lap, push him out of there.
Yeah, just absolutely. If he's jumping into your, if someone is jumping in your personal space
that you paid for,
you need to remove that guy. You pay for that.
Exactly. Well, that's a good one. I guess
it's called the Marshall Plan. Joey Sly, shout out to Joey Sly because he did hit a 51-yard field goal
to keep us from having our first shutout since 2019. And I was like, it's been that long since we've been shut out. Because I was like, I thought it would have been like 1 or 2 years ago at the most.
Yeah, yeah, I was trying to think of that as well.
Who's it's just so hard. Taylor
some games, some games it's so hard just to put to start getting points on the board. Once you get points on the board, then you're like, "Ooh, okay, we're not getting shut out. At least we can start moving from here." It's just I don't know. It's just like a big building block to me.
We would have had points on the board early in the game, Ron, and Sam for throwing that pick in the red zone. I think there was another one we could have got another field goal and he got sacked out of field goal range, if I remember correctly.
I think, maybe. I
can just make stuff up and BR it the whole rest of the time. It doesn't. No one's going back to watch that game to see if I'm right.
No one wants to go back to watch that game.
Except for Bills fans. That would be one that they would enjoy watching again.
Yeah, really.
Okay, well, no one else is giving a game ball. X Factor is giving his to the real Redskins, the vets that showed up for the game. Oh, were there a lot of vets there? I didn't see any of the pregame stuff, really. I guess there were. Oh, yeah, I did hear something about that they're really, like, reaching out to all the vets, and they want to include them, which is cool.
Super which is cool. Way cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Just one of many things that we're actually doing that most teams would normally do with like normal ownership.
Yep. Normal ownership.
Normal ownership.
It That's still blows my mind that Charles Mann at week one was telling that story where he couldn't even, like, the security was keeping him from going on the field. Charles Mann. And he was but there's my name, like, right there. Like, I'm on the Ring of Fame and can't get on the field before a game. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, so we should go into our next item of business here.
Oh, yeah.
And I think
this it's time for this week's Kicking the Balls Award.
Kicking the Balls Award, as always, year after year, is brought to you by Riddipoo. For all the doo-doo that you do, there's Riddipoo available at favorite pharmacy locations. In the diarrhea aisle.
Diarrhea.
And constipation. Diarrhea. Our offensive line was diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha. You got that right, man. They were awful.
But was he induced?
So who is your kick going to?
Oh, Sam Howell. Four picks. I don't remember the last time I saw more than two or three.
Mine's going to Sam Howell as well. Four picks. I don't remember the last time I saw two or three.
And we've had a lot of bad quarterbacking in our game, and I still don't remember the last time I saw more than two or three.
Hopefully this will be the worst.
At least Sam Howell, better from here. If you heard his press conference, he wasn't trying to make excuses. He took all the blame. So at least there's that.
As well he should. At least it's not like Mac Jones up in New England who just happens to accidentally hit people in the junk on the field. Numerous times. Or who's another one that's the quarterback of the Jets, and he's had people don't like that guy either, apparently. He's not very good.
Oh, you mean the Wilson? Guy who's Dax Milnes' mom's girlfriend?
Yeah, I think so.
Luke Wilson, isn't that his name?
Wilson? Brian Wilson?
Someone Wilson. And his mom. All right.
So, you know, I mean, he owned up to it. He'll be fine. I think he'll be better this week. He's played four pro games.
Zach just, Wilson. Just, thank you, dude.
Zach Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Luke Wilson, Owen Wilson, Eddie Wilson will do.
Mr. Wilson.
Oh, wow.
All right, X Factor 357 is giving his kick to Zach Wilson for this game. And let's see, Chen in Nova Scotia is giving his, obviously, the David Mayo. You don't have to type it.
That darn holy call.
And let's see, who else? Who else is in here giving theirs? Is that it? Everyone else has turned in. Taylor Bud Lighty Goat's giving his to Dion.
Who also he got beat so bad on Saturday. Colorado went from like number I don't know 12, like fell out of the top 25.
Dude, I enjoyed watching that game. I gotta say, because I've always
too. I did too.
Not been able to stand Dion, and they were getting it handed to them. You were like, I don't even want them to get a rouge.
I don't even want them to get a rouge. I don't want them to score in that game. This is awesome.
Chin would be able to explain a rouge. We always forget what it is and have to look it up, but it's somehow where you get like 1 point in the Canadian League for like missing a field goal or something. I don't know what it is.
Kenny can explain it once before too, and I can't remember.
Anyway, it's a rouge. We didn't even want them to get a rouge in this game.
There's a way to get a rouge in college football. There's a way to get 1 point. And it's really, really, really like obscure.
Isn't it like a drop kick, field goal or something?
Something like that. There's something weird like that.
Let me Google it. How do you get 1 point in college football?
Now, have we gotten the rest of our David
People
Mayo.
Are still people are still putting them in there. Put in your kicks, dudes. What is a rouge? How do you spell it in football?
A rouge in Canadian football.
A single.
Single.
It's also called a rouge. The single point. Rouge, French for red. The origin is unclear. Okay.
The origin of red, I guess, being the name for it.
The kicking team is awarded a rouge if the team either misses a field goal or punts the football, and the receiving team does not. Hold on. Then it went away.
The receiving team does not, like, maybe if they.
Oh, does not get the ball out of their end zone.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. So if you miss a field goal and it lands in the end zone and you don't return it out of the end zone?
You get a point.
The other team gets a point?
The NFL would never do that. They're trying to get rid of kicking. That's awesome.
Or you can get a rouge if the ball goes through the end zone and out of bounds without being touched on a missed field goal or punt. Oh, does that mean if it lands short and then goes out of the back of the end zone? So you got to have someone back there to return it in case it's short. That's what it is.
Oh,
if it just bounces around, then they get a point. Hey, I like that rule. Let's bring it back.
Can you imagine Bill Belichick as much of a football brain as that guy has done with, like, stuff with Doug Flutie kicking the ball and things like that? That guy with the rouge play, if it were in the NFL, man.
We want the rouge. Let's make shirts.
We want the rouge. We want the rouge.
That's
we
the name of this episode. We want
we
the rouge.
We want the rouge. We want the rouge.
Every time we make shirts, it happens. So we need to make shirts. We want the rouge. We want the rouge.
I actually wore my sell the team to the grocery store this morning.
Oh, you did? I still wear mine.
I did.
I like that shirt. It's nice and soft. Pieces of Peoples hanging out in the
Hey, dude.
In the YouTube room. What is Prince of the Pieces of People says? Finally able to leave messages again.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. Glad he's here, though.
He doesn't like the pundits, apparently.
He doesn't like the junkies, I think he's talking about.
The pundits. let's see.
Maybe
he's
talking about Grant.
Maybe. Oh. Ian 28 O-line cut, he's saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah, absolutely.
And the D-line.
And the Cretans.
And Wiley, dude. That guy sucks.
Dude, he got spun like a top on one
I
play.
Called it,
like,
I called it
literally
before the season.
Spun like a top. Yeah,
you guys
you
were
did.
All like, he was on the Super Bowl. And I was like, yeah, and he ranked like 90 out of 93 offensive linemen in the league.
Yeah,
there's a reason
yeah.
he's
he
not
had,
still on that team.
He had the game of his lifetime in that Super Bowl, that's for sure.
He sucks now.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of got the feeling that they weren't exactly really feeling like they were losing anybody when he left. So, yeah. I don't know. The people we're going to get next year are going to be even better than these people because we're not owned by Dan Snyder anymore. That's the long and the short of it, and that makes me a happy guy. I'm just not happy on Sundays.
Well, we're going to be happy this Sunday, dude. Because if you want me to read my prediction again, and I'm sticking to my precarious prediction from the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I said that Jalen Hurts is going to be 7 of 25 for 91 yards, 0 touchdown, and 2 picks. Standing by that.
Nice.
B-Rob is going to go – finally, Eric Bieniemy is going to go back to the run. B-Rob's going to have 200 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns.
Wow.
Dotson's going to have 1 touchdown. Howell is going to throw another touchdown to Terry McLaurin, and Washington is going to win 35-0 in our comeback game this week.
At the link. Dang.
Write it down. Kenny Ken, call your bookie. Where's Kenny Ken been? He hasn't been on the podcast like this entire season, has he?
It's because he's got a new kid.
Also, yeah, he's got the new
kid. He's got like five kids. He's got so many. He's got like half a football team.
And I keep making us change the time because of things. Oh, that's true, and I don't know how I'm going to do the podcast next week because I'm going to be out of town. And our game's on Thursday, right? Don't we have a short week?
Ooh.
I'm going to have to try to do it mobile. I'm going to have to bring my laptop and see what happens. Because I don't think I'll be out of town. I'll be in Florida. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, anyway. That's right, dude. Yeah, because after the Eagles, then we get, for the second year in a row,
3 days
Thursday night game against the Chicago Bears.
Oh, we're winning.
That game last year was so bad. It was horrible watching that game.
But if you're only going to have 3 days rest, if you're only going to have 3 days rest.
You want to go against Justin Fields, for sure.
Yeah.
Except for our defense, we'll let him just run all over the place.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Well, we kind of held him back last year. Held him enough. Kind of suck.
So, anyway. I will figure out if we can do the podcast. It might be some weird condensed, like unplugged version.
Yeah, or maybe. Yeah, we better beat the Bears. We get the Eagles first, and yeah, dude, just can Howell do a 3-step drop, please, or maybe a 5-step drop if he has trouble with 3. Just get him to do some quick passes, man.
The enemy, do something different.
Do something. We hope we expect it from you because you're new. We know the head coach and the defensive coordinator aren't going to change things.
Yeah.
So we're expecting it from you, dude. Don't anyway. Be Scott. Don't be Norv's son. Norvell. Don't be his son.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think that about rounds it out, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to give a shout out to everyone in the Peanut Gallery, the Unified Peanut Gallery, yeah, which is in the YouTube chat room live and the Discord room. Those people are Ian28, Pieces of People, X-Factor 357, Chin in Nova Scotia, DJ Cool 4, Taylor Bud Lighty Goat. Who did I miss? Did I say Ian28?
I think so.
CJack17.
Yeah.
Also give a shout out to everyone that listens in the normal traditional podcast places like Apple Music, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Stitcher Radio. All those places should have the podcast.
And so listen wherever you want to check us out on Discord, tinyurl.com/HarryHF. That's HarryHF.
Send us an email, hhfpodcast@gmail.com. Reach us on Twitter, @HarryHog. I think that rounds it out. We'll talk to you guys next week. Oh, we didn't even talk about the Cowboys. Hail to the Redskins, and if you see a Cowboys fan,
you know what to do. Joke 'em!